dream of starting your own business? Do you feel stuck in survival mode? Turn your dream into reality by learning biblical principles and business skills to fuel your entrepreneurial vision. The Joseph Business School is a premier Christian business school that prepares kingdom-minded entrepreneurs. It's a nationally accredited entrepreneurship program that shows you practical and spiritual principles on how to start and run a business God's way. And in 9 months, you'll have a comprehensive business plan for your specific business idea. They offer weekend and online courses to fit any busy schedule. If you're excited about becoming your own boss, but know you need some focused teaching how to start and grow a profitable business, then Joseph Business School is for you. Don't delay. Spring classes start April 8th, 2017. Visit them at jbs.edu/online program. That's jbs.edu/online program, or call 1-866-791-4527. And now, back to the show.
Welcome to the Green Lines Leadership Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. The podcast is produced for leaders, young and experienced, in ministry and the marketplace. Now, let's join Dr. Steve Green as we seek to be led by the Holy Spirit so we might lead others according to God's purpose.
I've got a great verse to share with you in our devotion today out of the book of Romans. And deep into chapter 12, right near the end of 12, actually, it's verse 14. Let me read a little bit, and then I'll focus on our devotion. I'm reading out of the Modern English Version, and I know you love this version like I do. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Okay, I'm already mad. So what you're saying, Lord, and through Paul, is I got to be nice to people who are not nice to me. I got to bless people who are cursing me. I have to bless people who don't like me, who are mean to me, who kick me in the shins on the way by. I'm being a little bit of an exaggerator here, but it's the same notion that I've got to get to an understanding of the fact that the Lord wants me to bless them who persecute me. How hard is that? We saw Jesus do it. We've seen disciples do it. Let's go on into verse 15. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. That like-mindedness, such a God thing. I've noticed in leading my own team, the more like-minded we are, the less stress we have. The more like-minded we are, the more we start using words like family, and we all get along together. We care about each other's good days and bad days. But it seems like that happens when we're of one mind. That if there's 15 of us, we have 15 different minds, we're all pulling in a different direction. It's kind of hard to feel the peace and feel the family. So here's what I really want to say to you that I really like you to take with you. And listen to this again in verse 15. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Do you know what's going on here, what's being said? To me, Paul's saying in a roundabout way, have a lot of empathy. That's what I think the lesson is today. Really try to understand why somebody's going off, why somebody is sad, why they're happy. Rejoice with somebody that's rejoicing. Don't go away and say, why are you rejoicing? I'm not happy, so why should you be happy? You know, we've got to find that place where we celebrate someone else's good days and then we empathize in a different way with someone who's having a bad day. We weep with those who weep. That's called to feel people. Have a feeling for those who are hurting, who are joyful, who are hurting. Feel them. Be like-minded. Understand what they're going through. Ask questions. Be there. Don't try to say the right thing, either when they're celebrating or when they're sad. I don't think we know the right thing, but I can say, I'm really glad to see you're so happy. Or, I'm really sad to see you sad. You know, what can I do to help? When I try to ask questions, I think I get closer to them. When I try to make statements and say, it'll be okay, this just happens, pray some more, read your Bible, and this too will pass. I've done absolutely no good with that kind of coaching. I think what I need to do is ask questions, probe, show empathy. Show the people that I work with that I'm right there with you. I get it. I understand you. How can I help you to get from here to where you want to be? It's really simple. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. That's a great description of empathy. And I hope today you'll be more empathetic in Jesus' name. You've been listening to Steve Green
on the Charisma Podcast Network. This is Green Lines. God bless you all.
Hi, this is Steve Green again. I wanted you to know that
There are more podcasts available right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. We've got a great podcast from Jennifer LeClaire, one that I highly recommend. And did you know that we do a daily newscast? We call it A Daily News Story Well Told. I think you'll like our reader, Jenny Rose. She's not a reader, she's a storyteller. I think you'll really enjoy your podcast, and you can find them here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to Green Lines.
Thank you for listening to the Green Lines Leadership Podcast. If you would like to read Dr. Green's blog, visit www.ministrytodaymag.com. This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.